Exclusive, former DHS official, Democrats encourage human trafficking because they view migrants as future Democratic voters. By Robert Krajicek on May 13, 2021. Laura Reese, former acting deputy chief of staff at the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, told Breitbart News on Thursday that the Biden administration, Democrat Party, and broader left enable human trafficking across the U.S.-Mexico border because they view incoming migrants from Central and South America as future Democrat voters. Customs and Border Protection observed 185,000 gotaways thus far in the federal government's current fiscal year, Reese noted. The federal government defines a gotaway as an unlawful border crosser who A. is directly or indirectly observed making an unlawful entry into the United States, B. is not apprehended, and C. is not a turnback. As a comparison, in all of fiscal year 2020 there were 69,000 gotaways. So just 7 months into this fiscal year, we are already triple that number. She noted on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with special guest host Jerome Hudson. The number of illegal immigrants who CBP is encountering continues to go up. The April numbers are more than 178,000 illegal aliens. That's a 944% increase over April from last year. She continued, "These numbers are just shocking. They are historic. They are record-breaking, and anyone with eyes to see can watch people flowing over every single day in daylight. It's quite bold, and clearly, the border is not secure. It is not closed, no matter what this White House says or no matter what Secretary Mayorkas says. Listen. Transnational criminal cartels are beneficiaries of the status quo of illegal immigration," Reese noted. "The smuggling cartels are some of the cruelest human beings on this earth, and they are now making $20 million a day. The abject failure by the left on this, the legislation that I referenced earlier based on giving all sorts of benefits to unaccompanied alien children as they come here, is under the heading of preventing trafficking of women and children, so clearly they are failing at this." She went on, "They continue to entice children and family members to send their kids unaccompanied or for parents to bring their kids on this dangerous journey." Secretary Mayorkas continues to say he will not turn back unaccompanied alien children. So this is just going to continue. While the left claims they are for fighting sex trafficking and protecting women and children, they're doing the exact opposite. Reese noted that migrant children are politically exploited by Democrats and the broader left in pursuit of their demographic goals. She remarked, "When we comment about the children, that is the story, here, it is heartbreaking, and it is perverse. The left has built this entire system, illegal system, on the backs of unaccompanied alien children. This goes back to legislation they passed in 2008. This is now the third spike of unaccompanied alien children, and the Democrats refuse to undo what they broke. It's absolutely intentional," she added. "The administration is 4 months in and the numbers continue to go up. They know what has worked in the past, yet they chose to stop those programs for politics. They view these migrants as future Democratic voters, so it is all about power for the left." Reese is now the director of the Center for Technology Policy and a senior research fellow for Homeland Security at the Heritage Foundation. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.